Okay, the Shemitah Shir. It's Tuesday night.
Nicholas.
Nunu. Oral Chav Beis. I'm reminding you, Thursday night there's a party downstairs. Just,
oh, yes.
I mean, not much of a party, but.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Oh, thank you. Oral Chav Beis Teves. Tuesday night. Okay, we're up to Perek Aleph. Halacha Yud Beis, actually. But before we do that...
No, I brought the Derech Emunah again instead of the
Shabbos Aharis. So, you know, it's funny, you should do that. Because we're starting off learning something in the Derech Emunah.
Yeah.
We're learning something in the Derech Emunah. So, we're up to before we move on, I want to learn something from the Chazon Ish here. Because in Halacha Yud Aleph, we learned about different circumstances where the karka will be taken away, or there'll be not so much a hefset of the karka, or the eitz, which is the het deferius of the Rabbanon on Shemitah, luk meara. But last week we learned about circumstances, so that was the different terutzim and toisis in Sanhedrin, where because Shemitah was manazes Rabbanon, they allowed them to do certain melachos to produce a crop to give mas to the melech. So some learn Islam, it was huge hefsid, so they were matirit. Some say because the karka would have been taken away from them, so they were matirit. And some say it was actually pikuach nefesh. And because the melech, if he didn't pay the taxes, would put you in jail, and there would be shivya, and there would be... That was Halacha Yud Aleph in the Rambam. Before we go weiter to Halacha Yud Beis, I want to read from a Chazon Ish that the Derech Emunah brings down. It's not in the Shabbos Aharetz, it's in the Derech Emunah. It's at the end of Tzadik Zion. If you happen to have a Derech Emunah, it's at the end of Tzadik Zion. Because of a Chazon Ish, Mitzvah Shvisas Shvias, because of Moran B'michtov, Chazon Ish writes in a letter, Ashtochim Agovlim and Magoyim. If you're on the border, with the Arabs, as we're talking about. Bishekvernisu Ashchenim Agoyim Lahasa Gvulam. And they try to, you know, with the olive trees that we're always finding about, they try to push you out. You're on the border, and they try to encroach. Bishadover Mevi Lide Pagishos Musukanos. There's constant terrorism, they go into the land, and you try to fight them off, and you know it becomes a dangerous situation. That's if you work the field a little, then you're maintaining a presence or a bilus, and they'll stay away. But if you leave it fallow, so then the Arabs will come in and they'll try to. And apparently, that was the situation. So the Chazon Ish says. But he says, so last week we learned about a Harisha number one as opposed to Harisha number two, where the benefits of the Harisha were quite limited. It took away the bad stuff from the field, although it prepared the land a little for Zaria, but it didn't really prepare it the way it's supposed to be prepared for Zaria. So here also, this is where the Chazon Ish is coming from, last the Gemara, the Tosis, and last week's Rambam. So he says, so he was given the situation that you could be Merneya Itput Harisha and even a not such good Harisha. The Harisha Loitoyel Lizria B'Motsoy Shvius. It would be like the Harisha Rishina, what we learned last week. Korav Adova Shematsav Zechoshim Koinus Arnona. That would be, it's Mistavra, it's logical that would be the equivalent of last week's, what we learned last week, and there would be Mutter to do, so that you don't lose the land, and especially you know it has all the elements. You're losing the land, and it's like a little sakonas nefashos. Okay, right there, just to read the next piece of Derech Emunah. Because of a Chazon Ish, mitzvah shvius shvius nitches mei pikuach nefesh kachol mitzvah satoira b'shas motzer umulchama. Certainly, if there's a situation where it's Bikoch Nefesh, so Bikoch Nefesh is Deich HaShvias also, there's no question about that. B'shas motzer u'mulchama. Maybe that's when he was asked the question. I don't know. Ve'en le'em alecho, and they have nothing to eat, so you have to plow, you have to work the land to get food. You know, he might have been talking in 1948 or 19, you know. K'shor mitzvah Torah, no question. But Torah when the Torah says to be Simon on the bracha, but Tavitias Berchosi, Limnoa Hishtadlus Hamuchuyeves Betarke Hateva. Now that's also called Simchana Anes. If you have a situation, you have to do it under normal circumstances. If you're facing Pikuach Nefesh, or even Sophi Pikuach Nefesh, then certainly you can't rely on the bracha. I guess you could have waited for the next year. Because Pikuach Nefesh now, the bracha next year is not going to do you any good. Even though, I mean, you either have the tefuah or you don't. The bracha was last year, I don't know. Anyway, he says, the bracha you can't be soymech on. You can't lechatchila do. If the situation arises with the chi of hishtadlus, you can't just go work on shmias. It's a lav. You know. If it's pikuach nefesh, that's what he's saying. Pikuach nefesh, then you can go do it. Well, yomer atara lismach ala brocha lehimona me hishtadlus hamuchayevet b'darke hateva. If there's a hishtadlus that's compelling to be done, al piderech hateva, and I'm adding, and of course, if that would be matadiyas or shvias for whatever reason, like last week we saw shitas, that since shvias was manazaz derabonon, so maybe some loss of the land forever is a reason to be matir, at least the first harisha, which wasn't that beneficial for the land. The Galma Bracha Efshesh, but this is not, people always want to know about the Bracha. So the first thing the Chazon Ish is that the Bracha does not allow less Ishtadlus than would normally be demanded of you.
That's very, very broad.
Well, it's not Matem Malach on Shvias, it's still a lav, whether there's a Bracha or not a Bracha, there's still a lav in an Asay. We're talking about whatever the case is. His point is, look, I'll be hishtadlus. And Hilchos Bitochen and Hilchos Hishtadlus. The bracha doesn't change the rules. The bracha's a bracha, but it doesn't change the rules. Does that mean you have to plant on Shvias because that's Derech HaTeva? Of course not. There's a lot to plant on Shvias. Number two, Vagama bracha Efter Shigram Achait Lekapha. There's no guarantees, nothing is guaranteed. Very few things, and maybe if you give the Kupas on Sirach, I don't know, maybe that's a guarantee. But otherwise, no guarantees, and Chet can always be Mekapeach, even the Bracha. That's life. And it's, you know, it so you'll say, so that doesn't that render the Bracha meaningless? Because who doesn't have Chet? The answer is, I don't know what the answer is. You'll see if the Bracha is Mekuyam or not. That's all. Bracha is just a reassurance. It's not a heter or an isser. It's reassurance. That's what when I talked about Bitochen a few weeks ago, right? I said, by Eliezer, same thing. You're supposed to live Bitochen, but if you raise the question, then you have to have an answer. If you raise, really, you shouldn't, ideally, you shouldn't raise the question. If you, Hashem gave a mitzvah, so you're going to survive. There's no question about it. To raise the question?
No.
Can you survive our nation? Not an ace. The Tzivisiyas Berchazim L'Shloish Shonim is not an ace.
No, I'm not thinking to this Berchazim. You're saying, if you don't, it says Chisamar, Mano Farber, you're not supposed to ask that question, which means...
Ideally, a Baal Bitochen wouldn't ask the question. That's what I said. But there's an answer.
That's not the answer.
What do you gain by asking the question? The Torah says you're not allowed. The Torah
well,
says.
You want to know what you're supposed to
be. So what I said was, and I still think it's true. If the Torah says, don't work chops. Now we're all very smart and hoity-toity because it's a 5-day work week for the last 150 years, whatever it is. But when you had to work every day. So it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, V'chi Taimru, it says, I'll give you the mon, you'll have enough. You'll have enough. The mon is supposed to teach us you'll have enough. So what about if a person expresses, what am I going to eat if I get fired? Maybe I'm not understanding your question. If the Torah says you have to do something, the premise, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar betrunya briyosa, the premise Hashem doesn't ask you to commit suicide. If you're asking me why would I say that you're ideally about bitachon, wouldn't ask the question, because the answer to my mind is that the Torah said you're not supposed to plant the plow of the Shana Shvias. Obviously, you can survive it. Hashem will give you the wherewithal to survive it.
Is the inverse. Doesn't that prove that Ishtadlus is not a factor here?
No, I don't see how. Wait, look. Hello? Yeah, quickly. I'm in the shiur. Hello? Hello? Say that again?
Doesn't that display that Ishtadlus is not a factor?
What? He's rather talking about working on Shvius when it's because of Nefesh.
Oh, when it is because of
Nefesh. Yeah. Hello? That's what I said. Hello? Quickly. Yes, quickly. What do you want? No, you're not soon. You can't call me back soon. You can't call me before 10:30. He's talking about... I don't understand this case, really, because he's talking about because of Nefesh. If there was a bracha, you would know about it already. I guess you can't say there's a bracha, and you'll get food from surrounding areas, maybe. I don't know. Whatever the case is. Anyway, but this is important to know. The bracha, whenever a hishtadlus would be appropriate, the bracha does not... The bracha doesn't change the rules of hishtadlus bitachon. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. He's saying it by Shemitah, and I would imagine he's saying it by everything. Whether it's... If you give tzedakah, Hashem says, according to the Ramban, that's the pshat, the pasuk, that you're not going to have less money. Don't worry, you're not going to have less money because of the tzivis. It also says like the equivalent of the tzivis of brachas. It doesn't say that. It says loy tamit as chavotcha, loy
tikkut
as yotcha, keep a lala dover azeh, Hashem lokecha barachecha, or something like that. So that doesn't change the rules. You can't say I gave tzedakah, so I'm going to work less. I figured out that my hishtadlus is to work 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, or 5 days a week, and now I gave tzedakah, so I'm going to work less. Nowhere does it say that, nowhere does it imply that. And that's what the Chazon Ish is, that's what he's saying here also. The bracha, the tzivitis, because he doesn't change the rules. It's really just a reassurance. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't make mutter, nothing. It doesn't really change anything. It's just it's an answer to the question. It's a reassurance. And it's a reassurance that shouldn't be necessary. That's what I said a few weeks ago. Really shouldn't be necessary to have the reassurance. Because like always, if Hashem says don't work Shabbos, he's going to provide. And if he says don't work Shabbos, he's going to provide. I'll say it again. The reason Eitz does what it does... I don't know, someone raised the issue. Arya Sonnenberg raised it a few months ago when we started this year. When there was a minion in this year. What? Okay, it's boring. To learn Rambam and Shabbos Arutz is boring. I'm aware of that. Maybe I wasn't aware of him when we started. Or I wouldn't have started it, maybe. It's boring. After Pesach will get... I assume around after Pesach we'll start learning like the halachas, practical halachas, the maisa, it'll be a little more interesting. Someone raised the question, why don't they just do what you're supposed to do? Which is me. Just not build up a whole mareches of hetera. Why aren't they embarrassed to do it? I guess it's like that question. The Bishlam of the Bedatz, so they say, we're buying from Goyim and we're saying Mechan Beshaysa Shita, and then that's all. That's the beginning and end of it. But here, you have to do so many things, so maybe it's wrong. Like if you're keeping the Dinyan Shemitah, why not keep it in spirit, not just in law. That was the question raised. So the answer they give, and they're right, is because maybe, you know, some people say it's apikursis. I don't think so. Some people say it's apikursis, what I'm about to say. Maybe I'm not even... I don't even know. You know, Rabbi Michai is going to come one of these weeks and speak, and really he should be asked the question. He's a brilliant Gaon and a very, very fine person. Maybe we should wait to hear his answer. The answer I understand from them, and I said this when we talked about kashrus upstairs, one show with them. We're not living in a world, but the world changed. I don't mean the dinim changed, chas v'shalom. The world changed. Maybe in the past you wouldn't need your local shoycha didn't need a hashgacha. His name was Shmero, and you went in with a chicken, and he shechted it, and he salted it, and he gave it back to you, which is what my mother, Hashem, did on Pitt Street on the Lower East Side. She went to the chicken schlacht place under the Williamsburg Bridge. And what hechsher? It would have been like, what hechsher? She knows the shoychid. Label was the shoychid. You know, Shmerel was good. Now it's big business, mass produced. No one has chickens in their backyard. No one knows the shoychid. You go one night, you take over a plant, you shech like 5,000 chickens. It's all in the world. So of course you need a mashgiach, and you need someone watching the boydig, and you have to check the same as I give. It's like mass production. So my understanding is that's my answer. I mean, Rabbi Stein have really said this. I got it from him. He really, that's what he talked about one. When we had the Shaivim series about kashrus, that's what he talked about. I feel that's what they're answered by Shmita too. We're not living in a world where I have an apple tree in my backyard, or I plant, you know. And then the Torah says, you know, Shmita, don't plant and don't grow wheat. What am I going to eat? So the Torah doesn't say, what do you mean, am I going to eat? I'm going to go to Yesh, and I'm going to buy food. What am I going to eat? Yeah, that's what they ate now. Up until recently, now, if you look at statistics, there's no more farms. People don't have farms anymore. It's mega business. It's huge. Huge farms, which is providing fruit for all of Klal Yisrael. It's providing vegetables for all of Klal Yisrael. And it's parnosa. It's not just the food. It's... So they feel you can't just, you have to, so they don't want to go the Rabbanut route, to their credit, right? They say it's time to stop that. But they work with, and really they are following the Chazon Ish's Mahalach. That's the truth, that's that kunches I sent out. They are following the Chazon Ish's Mahalach, which said, let's make Shemitah workable. The Chazon Ish was talking to a door which was reclaiming the land. That was his envelope. They were reclaiming the land. And he was not there, different things. He was Mekil. He said this year, Mekil, not Hetem Achiva Mekil, not wholesale Mekil, but Mekil about Ukme Ara and Ukme Pere and what's called Ukme and, you know, and is spraying the trees so that bugs don't come. Is that Ukme? And is it Ukme if it's going to produce an inferior fruit? So that's where they got to where they are today. You know, it's Ukme if it's going to produce a fruit that a housewife won't want to buy in the store. Because that's the Ukme of today. That's their position. Because the housewife's not going to have fruit. Say Ukmi, and look at the Rambam. It's if the tree is going to die. Okay, I'm not going into the opinion of Ukmi Yilana or Ukmi Peri. But let's assume Ukmi Peri. She says it has to die. It's not dead. It might as well be dead because people have to buy it. They have to go to a store and buy it. They're not eating the apple in their backyard. They're going to a store and buying it. And then and what the reality in the marketplace is that they're not going to buy it if it looks like hell. If it's a third of the size and it's shriveled up and it looks diseased, they're not going to buy it. So they're not going to have apples. So that they hold that's the imperative to make Shlius work. Sort of a Chazon Ish times 10. Because the way, the structure of the economy, the structure of farms, It's multi big business. It's huge. You don't have the mom and pop farm anymore. Okay, I dashed about this already. Anyway, this is important because people always want to know about the bracha. So the Chazon Ish says, first of all, it doesn't change the rules of Ishtadlus. Second of all, certainly Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shemita, but that's obvious from the Yerushalmi. And Chet, the Begayrim, that the bracha doesn't work. Umistaver, this is also people say that people are fond of saying that if Shvias was going to say the Rabbanon, so there's no bracha. Chazon Ish says, not like that. Umistaver, that bracha is a gamba by Yisheni, when probably Shvias was Rabbanon, because there's no Yoivul, it wasn't all Yishpeh, probably the bracha was also by Yisheni, says the Chazon Ish. The gam achar hachorban, so obviously with the Shemitah after Shvias Mishvan Zed the Rabbanon, he says it beferish the Habrocha Nemra Achrei Asher Osel HaHeishtadlus, if to follow the rules and do normal Ishtadlus, then comes the Bracha Oibam Okam Shenithru Mihishtadlus, whatever that is. But Kama LeHishtadel, this is already, see, Machon HaTorah V'Oreh should put this on there. But kamo lehishtadel, meaning mosul lechachamim al pi'iyun ha'toyre beruach kotshom. He doesn't mean chasidish ha'maisolach. He means das Torah. We call das Torah and we smirk a little. Mosul lechachamim, they're ma'ayin, they learn the sefer shvius, and they go through it, and you make the decision. They do a whole day. He sits there, and he talks to one of the people, and he passes in Shilas, and he makes judgment calls. What could they're up the whole road l'chakulot now. You know, that's what they're up to. This is the sixth year, so they're up to giving direction to the. They didn't sign anybody up yet. It's like way too early. I guess it's only after Pesach. I guess. That's when they sign people up and they give them Hora'ot. That's the avoda of the sixth year, is to give Hora'ot to the farmers, what they can do and what they can't do. Now and on Shvias. Okay, because they have to do things now to prepare for Shvias. Okay, Gunuk Shain, let's learn. Let's go back to it. But that was in the Derech Hamuna of Halacha Yudalev in the Rambam, the end of the Derech Hamuna. Okay, we're up to Halacha Yudbeis, Perek Aleph. Rambam says on page 242 is the Lashon of Rambam, Anoteya b'shviyas bein b'shoigeg bein b'mezid ya'akor. In contradistinction to Shabbos, the Gemara points out this contradistinction that Shabbos is b'mezid, you're not going to be nana from it, but b'shoigeg you can. And really, if you know Shabbos, you know that all machlokes are mayor of Yuchan Beduri. Hello. Unless it's a really, really pressing or an emergency, I can't talk to you until after 10:30. Okay. Bye bye. So Shabbos.
Isn't
that all
this
carcass
to be okurit?
No, not if you ruin it. Whenever you argue it, at the point you can't be nana from it. Yeah, you argue now, you can't be nana from it on Shminas. And I'll tell you, why? It's not about this carcass to be okurit tree. You're not. Every avodah's carcass is beneficial to the land. You want to dig holes in your land that be makalkal it, if it doesn't look like you're being clayish, it's mutter. We had even vayta, you're allowed to dig pits to hold water. You're allowed to dig pits of storage. You know, you're digging on your field, but you're not benefiting the land in any way. Anoteya b'shviyas, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid yakor. Mepnei sh'Yisrael chashudin al ha'shviyas. So he's explaining shoigeg. That's why you have to be Geyser, Shoigeg, go to Mezid, because they will easily, unfortunately, do it to Mezid and say they were Shoigeg. So we have to ask her, the Hanoh, the benefit of the work, even if it was done b'shaygig. In time of b'shaygig gayim, yomer hamezid shaygig kayis. That's the Rambam. Again, I'm just looking at the Derech Hamuna now, just to really, the Shabbos Aretz says the same thing. It's just more clear here. I think Shabbos Aretz doesn't say anything. So Sefer Shabbos says. So I'll just read it. I won't read. I'll just. The Gemara gives. Gemara's on a tab. B'Shabbos b'shaygig yikayim. B'mezid yakvar. That's Shabbos. On a tab b'shviyas b'shaygig b'mezid yakvar. That's the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara gives two reasons. One is what the Rambam seems to say. The reason he seems to say is because he says it. That it's because Yisrael at Nefshel al Hashviyas. And they have to be grazer, shaygig on the mezid. But there's another reason, a very important reason, because it has to do with planting before shviyas. The second reason is, it's called monin, counting. That's the official term of this teretz, monin counting. And it's talking about trees, tafka trees, and it's fruit trees, and people are conscious of orala. So if you plant on Shvius, if we allow a planting on Shvius that's b'shoigig to remain, then people will chop when the fourth year is and when the fifth year is, and they'll say, oh, you can plant on Shvius. That's called monin. That's the second reason. Obviously, monin doesn't apply if it's not a tree, if it's a zeroyim. Obviously, monin doesn't... not obviously, the monin doesn't apply the last 30 days of Shvius, because the monin, because you have to, just to count it as a year, you need 30 days. By a day of Shiva, Chas V'Shalom, or Nazirus, Smik Sayon Kukulo, one day is enough. For a tree to be counted as a year, you need 30 days of the year. So, less than 30 days before the end of Shemitah, if you plant, there's no Gzeiros Monin. There might be a Gzeiros of Chashad, but there's no Gzeiros Monin, because year one is going to be next year already. Year one will be Shminas. So no one will be able to think that you can plant on Shvius. But that's the reason of Monin. And the Derech Hamuna just said, there's a lot of Nafkaminas. One is if you plant Erev Shvius, less than 30 days before Shvius, in circumstances when you're not allowed to, so there's monim, even though it's not Shvius, because even though it's not Shvius, but there's monim, because year one will be Shvius. If at the end of Shvius is the other way around, if the reason would be monim, then it would be, you wouldn't, again, this whole diun is to cancel shaygigot to mezi, not to allow planting, Chas V'Shalom, and not even to allow you to benefit from the planting if you did it amazing. This whole discussion of Monin is the Gemara's reason why Kansina and Shoeg go to amazing.
Like, I can't plant a tree at the end of Shishis?
But we're not talking about that. But not the deal here. Here, Monin is just the reason where if someone planted on Shvius, then you can't benefit from it even if you did it for Shogun. And normally, according to the rules, you could benefit from Shogun, so you can't. Okay. Then he gives other things. If the Noteya died, what about the son? Because he just saw Nafkaminas. So if the reason is Monin, if the reason is Chashad, so then if he died, you have no right to be to cancel the son. But if the reason is Monin, then you have to cancel the son also, even though he didn't do an Avera, because you're still the problem of Monin. Even Srak, right? Obviously, if there's no fruit on the tree, really Zeroim also. So the Derech Amunah's position is, now we're going to learn Rav Kook, that's all. The Derech Amunah's position is that the Rambam paskins both reasons, L'chumra. Because here he says Chashad, and he says in Perek Gimel, at the end of Perek Gimel, he brings the reason of Monin. See, there it's not the plant within 30 days of Shvius. That's without the din of Tosef Shvius. We don't have Tosef Shvius, but not Azeh. That's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. But here he says, and the whole pilpul had to learn off the Rambam. Why didn't the Rambam give that reason here? Here he's just talking about being there from planting on Shvius if you did it for Shogun. In Perek Gimel, he's actually talking about planting Erev Shvius less than 30 days before Shvius. When you don't have the reason of Tosefta Shvius, it's because not on Zev, but still you can't plant within 30 days of Shvius, really within 44. I'm not getting into the technicalities. You can't plant in such a way that year one of Orla will be the Shemitah year. That's the point. So he says that in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. So it's a different case, but Lechora, if the Gemara allows Monah to be a reason here, why wouldn't the Rambam say it here also? If he holds of the concept of Monah. I don't know. Let's see, so that's what he says. Rambam holds of both reasons, the Chumra. Yeah. Let's look at now page 242. The Tosefta Shabbos, that's the notes of the Machon. The Gemara Mevi'a Shnei Tanim Das Rameir Shalach Kamal, so that we can't see Shaydi Batu Mezid. Madu HaKon Shri Ben Mezid HaKon Natiya B'Shvias L'Hakon Shri Kach Ben Natiya B'Shabbos B'Kach Shah Peres Yochlu Yochlu Kenet Arabai B'Shon HaShlishis L'Shmito Year 3, meaning it'll be year 4 or 3. Yasiku Abriyo Shanita Bishvias. The Atira Natiaba, that's called Monim. And Bayes, next week, Shalal Shvias, and unfortunately, we have to be Kone Shal Yigotu Mezi. Yushalmi Nubol Steinaf Kamina Meitam Meilu Bishvashi Yom Shlothnea Shvias. Goes when you goes rim, if you're not allowed to plant then obviously. Or you say you're not allowed to plant then. That's our maskana. Goes rim mitam monim ach mitam chashad ein ligzor. Because if you're doing it when it's mutter bad sam. Bishloshim yom acharonim shol shvius goes rim mitam chashad. Avolin goes rim mitam monim because year one is year eight. Year one of Arla is year one of the Shemitah cycle. First 3 years, when it comes to a stock, it goes to Tu Bishvat. But even that is very simplistic, very complicated. And we show them when you go to Tu Bishvat and when you don't. It, you know, you learn the Rav on Mishnayos, it seems simple enough. This is, you get one, two, three, and then you start with Tu Bishvat. But it's not so simple. Okay, nothing simple. Rav Kook in Shabbos Aretz. He's going on Otea Bishogeg Be'erev Shvius. Let's say you planted on Erev Shvius within 30 days. I guess we'll see what he's talking about. But you did that Bishogeg. V'nirin ha'dvarim shagamim nota b'toch shlosim yom achronim shol Shvius. If he went ahead and did it. And really the only reason not to do it with Man Azeh is the reason of Monim. Gam ken yakam filo Bishogeg. Oh, I'm sorry. The first case was B'toch Shloshim Yom of Shvius, at the end of Shvius. So the reason you would be Machmer there is because of the time of Chashad, because Monim you don't have, because year one is going to be year one. Aval Amnota B'toch Shloshim Yom Shlifnei Shvius, in year six. The Perek Shoson and Toa Gambus Ban Hazeh. Shushloshim yom chus vimei klidash en shtei shabbosos. Ladas ha-sobim shosim gamiz manazeh b'shloshim yom lufnei shviyas chus vimei ha-klita, which is 2 weeks, shem yachad 44 days. Avali shedinu sheyakar mikomo gomlo konsu al zeh shoygigot umezu. That's what Rav Kook said, the Rambam Shita is. That then there's no class of shoygig. Why? I just monin. So maybe he holds monin. It's not a reason to cancel shoygig. The coming of a control of shoygig got to major. The none of the chayav lakers and the tear prepare exactly with nice shears for shoygig. So he goes to chachamim al kolkach neachashad. That would be the reason to answer it. So, but if they, someone did do it, you don't ask for the payers. If it's a shogun, that's too heavy. Okay, obviously the Yesh Cholkim. Gimel, Hazorei Yirakos B'Shvias. They show me from Zora Yerokas Beshvius Lo Yakar. Because there's no Monim, that really would only be the reason. They bring down on the bottom here, the Rosh says maybe there's no Marasayani, also because it doesn't stay there for a long time. If it grows, you pick it, and it's gone. Anyway. Okay, page 244. This is important. Comes up a lot. A lot that comes up. Yeshom Shaperos Mutarim. Why should they be mutar? What do you mean for not taking them? Why isn't it Arla? The Yeshem is a Paris Mutam Rakam Nata Mitzvahishvias, Akam Tabishvias, a Paris Asura. What?
Elon. Can you take a tree that's already?
What? Yeah, maybe it's talking about
grown tree right here, just transplanting from one place to another.
If you do it the right,
right way.
The right way.
It depends how you do it.
It depends how you do it. You can do it in a way that doesn't stop, that it does not start the clock clicking again. And they do it often, except one of the reasons you need a good hechsher, Gabriela, is because it's Rabbi Stein explained to me. It's very, very common now for agricultural for the growth of the they're always transplanting. I mean, how universal. There are certain fruit that the common thing is to transplant. So, so the places where they're not set here, they look out to them. They pull their oats, they send spies down, mashgichim. Watch the transplanting. You have to make sure it has enough soil so you don't start the clock ticking. That's why Arla is very, I understand from Yechiel Spear also, Arla's become like a real problem. Nowadays we just walk into the store and we buy stuff with Ada Hester, we trust it, or Reuben. But it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. That's part of the pleasure of living in Eretz Yisrael. At least in America, kosher, you know, you walk in, you buy fruit.
Not well, anymore, now you can buy Israeli fruit. Without any extra.
That's the, right? You have to make sure that's extra. Like the water in New York City, you know? Nothing simple anymore. Okay, Halacha Yud Gimel. Now we're getting to the Achoresh Esodehu Onora, another type of Harisha Ozogla. He fertilizes land with Shvias. He did Malacha on Shvias Kadeshikia Yafel. In other words, Malacha Yud Beis talked about Noteya and Elon, and I guess because of Monin it has a special Halacha of the Shogig. Here, I don't know what about Shogig here, we'll see. Achorish Sodeo Noro is Oblo Bishvias. Not planting, preparing the land for planting. Mashbiach the land for planting. Kadei Shatir Yofel is Zvi, but my Toy Shvi, if he has no plans, Hashem Shalom, he's taking it to himself. He has no plans to plant it on Shemitah, he's planting it on the 8th year, 1. But he's doing things to now Avodas Karka. Konsen also, below Yuzrenim and Matsuei Shvias, this is the Mishnah Shvias that we saw, that's the Knas, he cannot plant it on year, the whole year 1. Ben Choychen, it doesn't mean Matsuei Shvias a few minutes after Shkia, it means the whole 8th year is called Matsuei Shvias. And usually in Mishnayas and Shas, in Rishalmi, you'll see that Losh, Matsuei Shvias means the whole 8th year. You can't become a sharecropper and do it for him. Be amazed, then all bets are wrong. Because right up and down. Okay. Says Rav Kook, the Yeshomim shall go to the door of Matsoy Shvias. Kim Shachorash Oysa Shtei Po'omen. Again, it means the Shtei Po'omen, they used to be Chorash, and the point is that you really benefited the land and really prepared it for Zriya. That's what the second Charisha does, so that's what it's talking about. Abu B'Charisha Shel Pa'amachas, which really is a very preliminary, it's funny, you know, we saw it's going to produce enough crop to make the Melech happy, one Charisha. But meanwhile, Lamaisa, it's not the way it's done, nobody does just one chavisha or that initial chavisha. Like gozru aleha, shloititzara b'mosay shvius. You hear like gozru. So if you can manage to plant based on the chavisha, the one chavisha that you did on shvius, you can actually plant it on mosay shvius. V'nirin advarim says Rav Kook, shu dafka emayadei chavisha v'amakas adayin ain't royal is real. Or I guess not really. But we go with the practical results. The imam has made it ready to roll, ready to plant. Achaz dino kacharisha, so stay pomin.
I don't understand. He didn't listen to us
because we could stop him from using it. The Bezman would stop him. See? Okay, the Tosefta Shabbos says I don't know if you do more than what every, I don't know, than what everybody does every year, than what everybody's doing now. I don't know. Yeshom that they cancel him if only if they didn't look at their eyes, obviously Mach Jamon and also. Page 246, Shabbos Oritz, this is really what we learned about two halachas ago. The Yeshom Shekshayesh Ones Hamalchus Lizroa, Shemar Nonu, the Kayotzi Bob, and Amhuliel, Shemutu Lizroa Bishvias, to produce one crop and give it to the Melech. Kivish and Hetel and the Hechrech, Al Kenuhutu Kim Machrech Pamachas. That's what we saw also, because that's what's going to give you enough crop for that. Okay, Ozovla Bishvias, they fertilized it. The Yeshomim shall have Dafkim Zovla be a Dayan Bishvias, also the Zerm Matsoy Shvias. Lafilo Hikvis for Behemoth Ludayar, page 246. If he put in Behemoth there, but he didn't do it the way the Mishnah says to do it, he just brought them in, and they covered the field with Zebel. And Perek Beis will learn about that. So even if he has in mind that the field should get fertilized, okay. The next piece in the book, Shabbos Oretz, on the bottom of 246, the last two lines, talks about if he sold it, the kainah also has to adhere to the gnosis. Din Peros, Dalet, on page 247. Din HaPeros, Obad Vizora Fila Meshas or Sitsa Baatzmo, Mintoklaim Akonim and Zodem to Yevit Beis of Vizora, Mutush, Ligozel, and Gedish Yochalamanoi. This is a very, very the Kiddush is talking about, wait.
Anybody driving home?